This is the voice of communism, broadcasting to you from the USSR, Soviet Union. We are broadcasting on 41-meter band shortwave. This is the voice of communism. I'm Miriam Rukov.
And I'm Gilbert Spanovich.
And I'm Natasha Brokovich.
And welcome to the 48th edition of the voice of communism. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the voice of communism, broadcasting to you from the USSR, the Soviet Union.
I'm Gilbert Spinovich, and welcome to the voice of communism.
Well, good evening. I'm Miriam Ruka. Well, as you know, Radio Communism, called the Voice of Communism, is coming to you from the USSR Soviet Union, from Moscow to be exact. But something quite interesting happened, and we'll discuss it later on the Mail Barrel program. But a writer from the United States of America wrote, "Dear Miriam, I love your hairy legs in the recent centerfold poster of you and your mustache. It is really a sex symbol here in the United States." Well, thank you. And Richard, it's very nice of you to write. I'm so flattered that you would tell me that you like my legs. But I wanted to tell you that it is against Soviet radio regulations to continue to put such horrible pictures in these one-piece bathing suits, as it were. So next time I will have to be fully clothed due to Soviet regulations, shall we say. But nevertheless, continue to receive our posters, and I'll continue to keep my legs hairy for all of you American males. I'm so happy to know that all of you like it so much, and I'm so intrigued to know...
Okay, Miriam.
Yes, Gilbert.
Miriam, tonight we're going to discuss some very important issues, such as communism and the United States of America. I'm Gilbert Spenovich.
And I'm Miriam Rukov.
And I'm Natasha Brokovic.
And this is the 48th edition of the Voice of Communism, broadcasting to you from the Soviet Union.
In the United States, the average railroad train travels at a speed of approximately 42 miles per hour on a very good day.
In the Soviet Union, our trains, on a bad day, we might say, go at 247 miles per hour.
That is over 200 miles more than United States Railroad Service. Oh well, that's the way the ball bounces in the Soviet Union.
That's right.
Getting back to the unemployment rate in the United States of America, over 87% of all people in the United States of America are unemployed. This is due to Ronald Reagan's horrible tax programs and cuts.
However, in contrast, the Soviet unemployment rate is zero.
These are facts recently released by the news agency TASS and Pravda. We now pause for some music for your listening enjoyment.
This is the Voice of Communism broadcasting on shortwave.
Voice of Communism, broadcasting to you from the Soviet Union. That's enough music for now. Now back to some important issues.
Like nuclear warfare.
In the United States of America, the President of the United States is threatening to destroy all of humanity with his nuclear war Star Wars program. Now, our commentary by Vladimir Prokosnevik on Star Wars.
When asked by reporters what Star Wars was, President Reagan said that it would provide for the complete annihilation of the world. Now, Vladimir's commentary.
Vosni vrov es no vrov, a provni vozni vartne. Es ni vrov a vrost burzni vagoznovniko, a sto vrst.
When I was 37 years old, the Star Wars movie came out into the movie theaters. Of course, the movie arrived 7 years late in the Soviet Union. This is not because the Soviet Union is behind the times, it is merely due to screening. We want to make sure it is a clean program for the Soviet children. When this movie was released, I was appalled. I said to myself, technology is okay, but this will lead to world annihilation.
And what happened to him was quite important. He realized that Star Wars was no longer a fantasy, but an hypocrisy.
That is why we are asking the United States people to come to the Soviet Union and live and be happy, healthy and wise, and also wealthy. We'll discuss that when we talk about international economics. But that was our Star Wars program for today. Welcome, and this is the voice of communism.
Nosnikov, and Voskovos Nozdravia.
And Vladimir says thank you for listening to his special program on Star Wars. This is the voice of communism broadcasting to you from the USSR. I'm Gilbert Spinovich.
And I'm Miriam Rokal.
And I'm Natasha Brokovich.
And this is the 47th edition of the Voice of Communism.
When I was 7 years old, I came to New York. It was the most horrible experience of my life. I was so scared. I didn't know what to do.
Andrew was a victim of ZF3. A new program started by New Yorkers to convert little boys into little girls. We feel this is cruel.
The main people who did this were New York cab drivers.
We feel the cab drivers should be sent to prison at once and serve a sentence of 40 years to life plus torture.
Torture is not such a bad thing. It has been used for many years in the Soviet Union.
Of course, sometimes we use it when chiropractic doesn't work.
But most of all, in the Soviet Union, we like to use torture as a disciplinary action, a way to...
I think maybe instead of disciplinary, we use it for coercive acts.
Of course. And this is one of the reasons why the crime rate in the Soviet Union is zero.
That's right, zero. In fact, over 74% of all Americans have been convicted for a felony and are now serving time in state prisons.
We feel sorry for American people, but this is probably due to the fact that Ronald Reagan's henchmen have once again caused distortion in the thoughts of young minds. Now we ask Andrew what type of rehabilitation he is going to have now that he is a woman.
I'm going to go to Siberia to try to have my head examined and to go cross-country skiing.
Well, we hope you have a beautiful time in cross-country skiing. This is the voice of communism.
And we pause for some music. ¶¶ This is one of the newest sounds from New York from a group called The Police. It's called Hanging Their Baby Doll. It's number one on the Soviet Billboard chart. It's time for us to read the Mail Barrel letters. Welcome to Mail Barrel. Welcome to Mail Barrel.
Mary Livingston from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a very, very, very loyal writer, writes, what type of weather do you have in the Soviet Union?
Well, in Moscow, during the winter time, the average temperature is 60 degrees.
Whereas in the United States of America, in New York, USA, the average temperature in the winter time is 24 degrees below zero plus windshield factors.
That's right. These are facts recently published by the news agency TASS and Pravda.
In addition, during the winter time in Siberia, it is only 30 degrees, just cold enough to go cross-country skiing.
We hope that answers your question. Now it's time for another mail barrel. Bobby Thompson from Chicago, Illinois writes, what type of hobbies do you have in the Soviet Union?
Well, we'll tell you. It would take a whole program, of course, to tell you how many hobbies we have in the Soviet Union. But for starters, we have kite flying, fishing, swimming, and of course,
the ever popular Moscow Public Library.
That's right. You can come to the Moscow Public Library and read about anything you want. Fishing, kite flying, and swimming. Then you can indulge in those very hobbies the same day.
That's so convenient.
You wouldn't believe how happy the Soviet children are.
Now to another mail barrel.
Peter Brostikov from Kiev writes, I have come to Moscow only twice. Can I get a visa to go to the United States through Moscow to visit my friends?
We'll have to go to another mail barrel.
Jenny Thompson of Grand Rapids, Michigan writes, is it true that people are being sent to prison and are being tortured in Siberia?
Well, it's very good that you've asked this question. It would take much delicate detail to explain.
But we'd be glad to explain it. We'll explain it very simply, don't worry. Gilbert, why don't you explain?
Well, it's very complicated situation, but what is happening is the people are being sent to Siberia on their own volition.
That's right.
That's right. They're sent on their own volition.
Right, on their own goodwill.
Yes, on their own volition. We'll go to another mail barrel.
Well, no, Gilbert, one second. I will address the matter. People are sent to Siberia. And you know, I have 4 stars in the army.
I only have 2.
I only have 1, you know.
So, as you know, I am, of course, the most devout communist. And I want to say that these people are appreciative when they go to Siberia. They're so happy when they come back that their lives have made a whole 180 degree turn.
Yet, Miriam, I had a friend that once was sent to Siberia, and he said that he was tortured, and he said it wasn't on his own volition, but
it was strictly on his own volition. Now we go to another mail barrel. Thank you for writing. Again, Mary Livingston from Baton Rouge, Louisiana writes,
dear Voice of Communism, I am an avid coin collector, and I was just wondering if I might have a ticket to come to Moscow and collect all the different coins and specie in Russia. Could you arrange that for me?
Of course.
Yes, in the Soviet Union, we are now offering the Voice of Communism one-way ticket to the Soviet Union.
Of course you cannot return, but we don't feel that you'll ever want to go back. In the Soviet Union, once you're in, you're never out.
So, if you, like other people in the United States, might be interested, Mary, just write to us at Voice of Communism, one-way ticket giveaway. P.O. Box 784, Moscow, the USSR. Some restrictions may apply. Once you're in, you're never out.
You wouldn't want to be out, because Soviet life is happy life. This is the Voice of Communism, USSR.
And we have time for one more mail barrel. Peter Lulstick from San Diego, California writes, is Mr. Gromyko really anti-American, or is he just very pro-Soviet?
The answer is very simple. Gromyko is one of the best leaders we've ever had in the Soviet Union. He's a handsome, strong man with big biceps, triceps, calf muscles, and also a very large crotch area. If you would like a copy of this picture of Gromyko with the crotch, write to the Voice of Communism, Crotch Department, P.O. Box 425-CRO, Moscow, USSR.
And that concludes our mail barrel for today. This is the Voice of Communism. It's time for a visit to Kiev.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the names have been changed to protect the communists. Vladimir Plushkikov is now an agent of the KGB.
The KGB does not really exist as American people think it does. The KGB is a friendly organization trying to bring food to nations all over the world. So please send your contributions to KGB Post Office Box 002 Z5 Moscow, USSR. All donations are tax deductible.
This is the average American family scene.
Through the ground come a bubbling through.
It sounds so primitive, so useless, and so childish.
Well, the first thing you know, gentlemen.
Whereas when you go into a Soviet home, you notice debt that is unprecedented by any American or any other country. There's a lot of debt in a Soviet home. Of course, a lot of pain. Recently, Shlomo Rostovov wrote, I am a Soviet Jew. I have been able to practice my religion in more synagogues in Moscow than all the synagogues in New York, Miami, and Chicago combined, multiplied by 41. This is true happiness.
We got a gorilla for sale, a killer gorilla for sale.
Makita gorilla.
Buy it. Take
a... What a horrible idea to infest the minds of the children of the United States of America.
You can call it your own, a gorilla.
Listen to the mentality of a child.
How much is that gorilla in the window?
Take our advice at any price. You notice the democratic idea of money instilled in children. For sale. Stupid jerks. But in the Soviet Union, things are quite different.
Rokoski Vey. Zendek Abrov Vey. Zey. Koke Vozimov.
Daddy, можно вот башню, что classical music, а вовсе не
правда.
The average Soviet family child is in bed by 7 o'clock p.m., getting 9.5 hours of sleep to contemplate about the pursuit of communism, and of course happiness second. Whereas in the United States, families are very, very disintegrated and confused. The Adams family, an American family.
spooky, just like democracy.
The Addams Family.
They're all together ooky.
Museum, when people come to see them, they really are as free as the Addams Family.
Here is their uncle.
Me? Sweet.
But in the Soviet Union, here is an uncle.
As a very simple respect of a constant person.
Telling his nieces and nephews about Stalin and other great geniuses of the Soviet Union. Telling about Stravinsky and other great artists like Tchaikovsky. This is the voice of communism broadcasting to you from the Soviet Union, USSR. I'm Miriam Rukow.
And I'm Natasha Brokovich.
And I'm Gilbert Spandrovich. And this is the 49th edition of the Voice of Communism, USSR.
I'm Miriam Rukow. Now to continue our profile on American life, we go inside the family in an American home in detail. My three sons. Hypocrisy on American life.
My three sins. One was a drug addict mafia gangster who killed people every day.
The other was a child molester.
And of course the third was a communist.
That's right.
That's right.
He was a communist.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. He was a communist. And we are so proud of him, we are going to interview him today on The Voice of Communism. His name is Chip. Tell us, Chip, what happened to you that you became a communist and saw life the way it should be seen?
Well, it all started on a Sunday morning. I was watching TV over a bowl of Cheerios, and then it happened. The Communist Hour came on TV. It answered all my questions about life.
What did you feel life was like in the Soviet Union?
Well, after I saw the show, I thought it was, well, incredible.
Why was Soviet life so intriguing to you? Just read the next line there.
Oh, right. Wait, let me just turn the page. Well, Soviet life was good. Life was very diverse.
Why was Soviet life so good, Chip?
Soviet life was very good and because it offered...
Thank you for coming on the show today. This is the Voice of Communism, USSR.
We don't want to hurt the feelings of you American people by playing your music. We know that we are touching roots quite deep into your heartstrings and plucking them.
But we are trying to show you that communism is the way of life, not a decadent society. Here's an example of American decadence. Welcome home, rich daddy. Dick Van Dyke was certainly one.
He was a decadent man.
We don't feel it's necessary for a man to make over $40,000 a year to be a happy person.
But it seems that Dick Van Dyke's wife, Mrs. Van Dyke, often wanted him to come home with riches and jewels and mink coats and diamond rings and cars.
In the Soviet Union...
This is not practical.
Of course, divorce is absolutely.
It is not necessary for a family to have more than the food to eat and watch radio, listening to the Voice of Communism or Radio Moscow. It's not necessary to have calculators, computers, egg beaters, blenders, lot machine,
whatever that is, and other things.
Of course, New Yorkers have told us lot machines are used for babies. We don't understand. Now, the next problem with American people is fantasy.
I dream of Jeannie.
A very unattractive woman. I don't like her.
Well, I Dream of Jeannie was a fantasy. Unfortunately, mixing the space program developed by the Soviet Union with sex.
Don't be fooled by the music. It sounds like love was included. It was for money only, like Ronald Reagan and his henchmen.
We did not fall for this program, nor did we buy it for the Soviet people.
Poor Jeannie.
Poor Major Nelson. The only very successful happy family was Ricky Ricardo's. Because he was not an American, he was a Cuban.
Cubans are communists.
That is right.
As Fidel Castro once said, Ricky Ricardo is an example of a happy man in a happy home.
But of course, the CIA will not let the United States government be out of the money they would receive from the Ricky Ricardo programs.
So, they are not granting him a visa to go back to Cuba, but they are feeding him $12 million a year to stay in the United States.
This is a hypocrisy of the American government. Write us at the Voice of Communism, Ricky Ricardo Bureau, and we will discuss this problem. In the Soviet Union, law enforcement is a very serious issue. Rosneft has found a way to keep crime down to a minimum. There has not been a crime in the Soviet Union for 56 years because of his help. He is now 74 years old, but we are very proud of him to see that he has done such a beautiful job. We are proud of our law enforcement people in the Soviet Union.
But in the United States, things are a little different.
Batmobile, let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
There are no mutated bat people in the Soviet Union due to nuclear radiation.
Probably because of the testing for Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Poor Batman. Batman was also a queer. These are facts brought to us by the news agency TASS and Pravda.
He and Robin were very close, you know.
Too close for comfort. Look at the violence. Whack, fish, slap, growl, and pow. Attorneys in the Soviet Union, like Vladimir Estov, are very proud people. Vladimir?
When I passed the bar in Moscow 24 years ago, I was so happy. I worked for 15 or 18 years to pass.
In the Soviet Union, a man must study for 18 years, sometimes 24, to pass the first test of the bar exam.
Ridiculous man, Perry Mason.
Perry Mason was a mean person.
He would put innocent people in jail. Over 86% of all people convicted by Perry Mason, the attorney, were innocent. Lawsuits are in the hundreds of millions to the networks and to Perry Mason himself. What a tragedy.
This is the Voice of Communism, broadcasting to you from the Soviet Union.
The American dream was based on violence, especially in the Midwest. Bonanza is a special program dedicated to violence in the Midwest.
People took it upon themselves to make boundaries and laws for themselves to suit themselves, a typical American selfish attitude.
Whereas the Soviet Union, The special police of the KGB are equipped to do this and have for many years. Whereas in the United States of America, justice was handled quite differently. Look at the moronic assholes on the horses. Their names were ridiculous. Their faces retarded. And their clothes filthy and smelly.
When was the last time Hoss took a bath or a speech lesson?
Well, Pop, what do you think we should do?
Whereas in the Soviet Union, justice was handled beautifully. It's disciplinary. Discipline is the key to communism. I'm Miriam Brokaw.
I'm Gilbert Spinovich.
And I'm Natasha Brokovich.
And this is the 48th edition of The Voice of Communism.
From Moscow, the Soviet Union.
The USSR. Now for some more facts. The temperature in New York City right now is 27 degrees below zero, not including windshield factors.
In Moscow, it's 64.
And sunny as usual.
The average plane in the Soviet Union is clean, and plane crashes are as few as 1 in 2,000.
Except when Americans shoot them down, of course.
In America, the average plane crashes every 6 hours.
But of course the media likes to cover this. We suggest you fly with Soviet airliners over Soviet airspace. This is the voice of communism. It's time for Mail Barrel. Mary Livingston from Baton Rouge, Louisiana writes, is it true that Miriam Rukov went to the United States to help Vladimir Broshnikov out of a disco situation? Stop the music, please. You have touched on a very sensitive issue. It's not true. Well,
we have to bring them the truth, Miriam, because we are an accurate news agency and radio station.
Unlike other people in the West.
Unlike some countries in the West.
Do you have your period, Miriam?
I do, but that's besides the point. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, I guess it did happen. One day, Vladimir lost his cool. I guess you could say he screwed up. He just wanted to find out what type of life there was in America. He was home alone.
Broznikov.
I am depressed and upset.
For a quick color, Broznikov, a Broznikov, Nelsnikov. Majnoik, Majnoik, Broznikov.
I am tired of the same pea green colors of the Soviet Union furniture and clothes.
Broznikov, Broznikov, Nelsnikov.
I went to a shoe store and 70% of all the shoes looked the same. These are facts by the news agency TASS.
Anikov, Nev. Suicide, Anikov.
I wanted to kill myself. So I took a flight and I went to the United States. It was the biggest mistake of my life. But little did I know, it was.
Try to bear with the ugly American music.
This is happiness for me. Yeah, baby, cool. This dynamite. Cool, baby, cool. Oh, shake your booty. Hey, hey, Nikos. Hey, Nikos.
Vladimir was in a daze. He was at a disco called Studio 44 in New York. He was looking around him, and much to his amazement, he found plenty of TNA. He looked around him, and he saw that there were so many sexy women looking around, especially one wearing clothes the color of the Soviet flag. He thought of her, and thought of her.
But he did not know her name, even though American women are sluts and whores. He referred to her as the woman in red.
Am I seeing what I think I see? Do my play tricks on me? I see no sense. Looking good standing over the vent. I don't know what he said there.
What Vladimir said, is when he went to New York, he realized that he was horny. What does that mean, Gilbert?
It's something that you've never felt, Mary. Oh, bitch!
Gilbert! My hairy legs are hairy because of hormone and estrogen.
Let's not get carried away. I think Vladimir felt that he was horny, which means he wanted some TNA. Or can we say he wanted some sexual pleasure?
That feels good. I like this. Very good.
But little did Vladimir know, this woman would be very bad for him. They went to his pad at night and got it on.
What's your name?
Vladimir Borsikov from Voice of Communism. You heard me on your radio.
What the hell did you say?
Voice of Communism radio, shortwave broadcast. 20 kilohertz. 220 mega. Oh, that's very cool. 20.
They had a wonderful time in the sack, making love until all hours of the morning.
Give me what I'm missing.
Give me what I'm missing, American woman.
When I was experiencing these feelings, I was 7 years old. I was first playing with my Brosnikov. And then I realized I want a woman. But the Soviet government won't let me have this woman.
Poor Vladimir.
He was under the web of an American vindictive woman.
What American men call a bitch. And what a bitch she is. She's so skinny.
Anyway, what we are trying to say to you is that Vladimir was under the influence of democracy.
The most horrible thing in the world. The woman took off with his wallet and other paraphernalia he used that night. We felt bad for him. And he thought to himself,
what's this? I'm all alone. She left. It was a fantasy.
So I went to the United States with Gilbert to find him. We arrived in JFK Airport. We drove to the hotel. Vladimir, what has gotten into you? And there's no echo on your voice anymore, like a communist.
I'm happy. I want to be American. No?
You're being a fool. You're being a jackass. You shouldn't come to America to be an American. You should be a communist.
That's right. Being a communist is what life is all about.
Oh, shut up, you ignorant. Tonight I had TNA. I had a wonderful time.
Oh, you're being a jackass, Vladimir.
Well, that's...
Oh, that's my Poshnik you touched.
Oh! Was it good for you?
What did you say, Miriam?
Was it good for you?
Miriam? Miriam, you sound... You're acting,
Horny?
Miriam!
Yes, you're acting horny.
Miriam.
Oh, Gilbert!
Miriam, what happened to the echo on your voice?
Oh, Gilbert, get lost.
Wait, don't shut the door on me! Don't!
It is you and I, Miriam.
Vladimir.
My voice. I feel... I need my security. I need that echo. I need to hide behind it.
Turn it off.
I...
Vladimir, I've never been touched there before.
It is only your elbow.
I know, Vladimir, but... Vladimir? 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 Vladimir, I feel like a woman.
You were a woman all the time. But why you want to make 6 rubles at Voice of Communism? You're stupid. Moments are moments. You're wasting them in the Soviet Union.
Miriam! Miriam! Let me in this goddamn room!
There's no God, Gilbert. Communism is our... Well, not really. Maybe there is a God.
Of course there is. Do you think all the beautiful creation could be made by... Who? Brezhnev, Andropov, what if they die for me, no? They don't.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I've lost my friends. It is just me.
And me. Us.
What should we do to save our poor friends who are under the influence of the capitalist society?
Well, first of all, we need to get their echo back.
We must get their echo reverberation back on your voices. We'll bring an echo machine with us and sneak into their bedroom.
Vladimir, I want to be an American.
Yeah, if you're American, you can be so happy you don't know. To be American is happiness.
Vladimir.
I play Woody Woodpecker in you.
Oh, it's so nice.
Let us in.
Let us in. We have a surprise for you.
That's right.
What do I do? What do I do?
We'll let them in. We're American. There's no KGB. There's no Iron Curtain. Come on in, fellas.
You people are crazy. You're communists, and we have to be on the air in 17 hours.
Let us in. We have deadlines.
Come in. Come in.
I don't like this world that you are in. I feel very insecure without my echo. Put the echo on her right now, Natasha. Put it on her.
No, get that away from me. Get this away. Get that.
Juice it up.
Oh, get that echo. Get that echo off me.
I kind of like it. Good, yeah. She's coming back.
Yes, I'm a communist. I always will be a communist. Vladimir!
Yes. Yes. Voznikov, Novizi, Voznikov, Voznikov.
That's much better. We are so glad that you are both communists again. It is so good to have you both back as our friends.
Because all roads lead back to communism.
So once again, I have my friends back. We flew back to the Soviet Union. And I'm Gilbert Spinovich.
And I'm Natasha Brokovich.
And I'm Vladimir Broko. And this is the 49th edition of Voice of Communist.
Now we're going to read another mail barrel. Barry Livingston from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What type of weather do you have in the Soviet Union?
The weather is usually 45 degrees and sunny with no overcast.
In fact, you know, it's 84 degrees right now.
That's right. So come to the Soviet Union to live a happy and healthy life. Don't go to America. It would be a ridiculous thing for you to do. Come to the Soviet Union.
And have your echo.
Character was Felix the Cat.
He gets in a fix, he reaches into
it. Did you notice when he's in a fix?
The cat.
Felix the Cat was a heroin addict.
He laughs so much, you're sorry.
He's now a communist.
Go fit a bad watch and Felix, the wonderful cat.
Listen carefully again to that. Felix the Cat on low speed.
The wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix.
A fix. Don't be a heroin addict. Come to the Soviet Union and be
a vodka addict.
No, Gilbert! Be a communist addict. The voice of communism.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yes, it's the American space program. Of course, the Soviets were first in space. But Captain James Kirk, Dr. Spock, and Dr. McCoy, and the other idiots aboard the Starship Enterprise invaded Soviet airspace. And you know what grave consequences that can bring. They went into other lands that were evolving at their own pace, like America did in Afghanistan, the Middle East, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, Cuba, South America. You know what I mean? Too many things they've done, Americans. So don't invade. Be like the Soviets. Only come when you're invited, like we did in Afghanistan and Cuba.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Drugs in America, a growing problem. Children who take drugs are always in the twilight zone.
But the horrible thing that is the reality is the people that are running the nuclear missile program in Star Wars are all on drugs. And the leader of these people is an actor. 85% of all actors are very, very strange people.
94% of all those strange people are on drugs. What do you expect?
So, your president is an actor.
And your previous president was a peanut farmer.
And the one before that was a crook.
I was not a crook.
Yes, you were, Mr. Nixon. And it's time for us to take you out of the Twilight Zone and talk some sense into you. Star Wars. What do you think of Star Wars, Mr. Nixon?
It was one of the greatest science fiction movies of all time. No, Mr. Nixon, we are referring to the nuclear Star Wars program that Ronald Reagan has implemented in space.
Well, I don't know much about it, but I've heard that it's coming soon.
Mr. Nixon, why did you cover up?
Yes, we want to know. I don't want you to cover up with us. Don't bullshit.
Why did you cover up, Mr. Nixon?
Well, I had a lot of pressures at home.
Like who? Your bitchy wife, Pat? Was she so busy buying those clothes from Lord and Taylor and Bloomingdale's and Saks Fifth Avenue?
No! We only spent $3,000 a week of White House money on clothes, and it was to improve the image of the White House and
don't
America.
Don't bullshit with us.
Don't bullshit us at the voice of communism.
Don't bullshit us. I'll put my armpit over your nose.
Oh, that's the worst!
Tell us the truth or we'll continue to give you armpit technology.
I'll fart in your face. Listen, Mr. Nixon.
Yes.
You sing us a song and prove to us that you had nothing to do with the Watergate hearing, and then we'll let you go back to the United States.
Do I have to play the piano too?
Yes, you do.
That's right.
I haven't played that much piano before.
You will play and you will give me your finger.
No, don't. Oh, okay, I'll play. I'll play.
One, a two, a one,
one
two,
two, three. Let's play. Okay, here we go. What'd you want to ask me about?
Did you know anything about the Watergate cover-up?
I had no knowledge of, no participation of the Watergate cover-up.
Are you trying to tell us that you had no knowledge of and no participation in the Watergate cover-up?
No participation of the cover-up. Can we just make up? I had no prior knowledge. I had no after knowledge.
Don't be a wise guy, just play.
And I'm hungry. Can I have just a piece of that?
Get over there and put the piano, damn it.
Let's just give him a piece of pizza or something.
I love the Soviet Union.
That's right.
You should.
I want a date with Maria Murkoff.
Oh, Dick.
Yes. That too. So don't sue me. The Americans don't want me. Take me.
We'll take you if you're a communist.
So many years to be a good American.
But weren't you accused of tax evasion?
I was. Yes, I was. But Uncle Sam's a putz. And taxes are too high thanks to Republicans. Republicans. Yes, you're confusing me. I'm a Republican, but I love America.
You mean you love
the Soviet Union? The Soviet Union is my home.
That's better.
And I'm in love with you. Yes, Pat.
Dick, you coward. You dirt traitor.
I did what I had to do.
Get away from me, Dick. Just get away.
Okay, let me zip it up. I'll do this. Okay, it's up.
Listen, Dick.
I had no knowledge of...
Oh, don't play the piano, Dick. This is serious. Our marriage is falling apart.
Well, I want to make it here in the Soviet Union. Who is it?
It's Gilbert Spinovich.
And Maryam Nuka.
And I'm Natasha.
Oh, I know the whole lineup. What do you all want?
We're here with your beluga caviar and your vodka.
Come on in.
It's nice to see you.
Hey. Start spreading the news. Those Kiev blues. I wanna be a part of it. Oh, Moscow. I'll be the king of the chin Kiev.
Dick, I want a divorce.
I got Maryam Murkoff.
And so it was. Richard Nixon and Maryam Murkoff were married.
It could only happen in the Soviet Union. America.
dreams are shattered. I didn't want sex. I didn't want friendship. I wanted communism. And Richard Nixon wanted to go out to dinner and waste Soviet money.
So Miriam Rukov decided to divorce Richard Nixon, but it was an adventure for her.
And he wrote this broken-hearted melody for me, showing how much he loved my hairy legs.
Miriam, how I wish I could see your hairy legs. But now it looks as though I never will. Oh, Miriam, you left suddenly.
So the moral of the story is, you can't change a rock. A rock will be a rock.
And you can't change a Nixon or a Carter
or a Ford into a Lincoln.
But the only thing that will never change
is communism.
This is the voice of communism.
And all roads lead back to communism.
I'm Gerrit Fedovich.
I'm Miriam Rukov.
And I'm Natasha Brokovich.
And I'm Richard Nixon. And this is the voice of communism.
That's right.
That's right. Now profile on American life again. Here's another example of the poor, pitiful American scene.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Is jamming the voice of communism.
The 6-hour news is presented each evening, Monday through Friday.
We regret this. Therefore, we will have to take measures. We will jam all American broadcasts of the Voice of America in return.
That's right.
With the red ordinance right now.
And special prizes awarded in Vegas. In a moment, we'll pull apart on these and other things.
We regret this, but this is the series of events that took place, and the consequences must be suffered. Gilbert, let's turn on the jammers.
Voice of America, 80 meters, start jamming now.
60 meters.
And all your band. Okay, we better go back on the air, Miriam.
Okay, let's get the microphones ready. Scripts, everyone!
The Soviet Surgeon General has determined that smoking can be hazardous to your health.
This is by a recent publication by the news agency TASS and other authorities.
Yet, the children are being exposed to smoking at a very young age in America.
The average child in the Soviet Union is healthy, with a hemoglobin count of 14 and above.
Whereas in America, the hemoglobin of a young child is below 2 and dropping. Popeye the Sailor Man. We never saw him sailing.
Nor did we see an American sailor sailing for that matter either.
But anyway, that's not the issue. That's on tomorrow's mail barrel. Smoking, an American epidemic, not found in the Soviet Union. Thank you. Communists of Communism, USSR, Soviet Union.
And I don't even need to say it.
All roads lead to communism.
That's right.
We have time for one more mail barrel. Bob Thompson from Queens, New York City writes, is it true that the Voice of Communism is a biased program like Voice of Moscow, better known as Radio Moscow?
Of course this is not true. As a matter of fact, most of the facts that we give you, we try to take off 50 to 83% for the American ego.
That's right.
That's right. 50 to 83%. These figures were presented by the news agency TASS and Pravda this morning.
We tried to help the American ego along. For instance, we told you that the temperatures were above 65 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in the Soviet Union. It's really 82 degrees and sunny.
And we told you the temperature in New York was 40 below zero.
Well, actually, it's 38 below zero.
No, that would be warmer, stupid.
The cost of life, Rosny Bov na Parkes, disease of Rosny Bov.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Listen to that hokey voice
trying to patronize his audience. When really, his whole goddamn console and transmitter are falling apart at the seams. This is what was really happening in the studio.
I told you to get that goddamn thing out of here. I'm going to wait a minute. Welcome to 25 on the 65 day. Even clean your heads on a machine.
All right, come on, let's go, let's go. Bring it over.
I got it. It's queued up. Okay, hold on. We're going on 49. Track 6, stand by.
Audience was being fooled to think that everything was just okay and peachy keen.
Please stand by.
We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly.
Well, in fact, they expected to resume broadcasting in 14 hours. The Voice of Communism has never had a technical difficulty in the 72 years of its broadcast.
Stand by! Please stand by.
This is Radio China. This is the Voice of Communism broadcasting from the U.S.
What the hell is that echo?
That's right.
Well, there is an exception to every rule.
But probably the United States had sabotaged our studios that day.
That's the choice.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. This concludes tonight's broadcast, The Tonight Show, The Voice of Communism.
Join us next week. I'm Mary Marukov.
I'm Gilbert Spinovich.
And I'm Natasha Brokovich.
And good night from The Voice of Communism.
That's right.
Stay tuned for our special program coming up next. I'm Mary Marukov, and good night.
Good night from Gilbert Spanish.
And good night from me.
This program was made possible by a grant from the Federal Communications Commission.
That's right.
Visit the home of an FCC field engineer.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Oh, dear, where have you been?
I was out there again trying to find those bastards.
Who?
The Voice of Communism. I don't believe they're broadcasting from damn Russia, wherever the hell they say they are. Did you get the mail?
No mail, except Sergeant Thompson from the FCC in Maine. He
He called and said that there were some ham operators that were using foul language. He wrote down the words he used. He said, bitch.
Don't say them, honey. Just put it down. We'll go over it later. What time is it?
It's after midnight. You coming to bed?
Maybe in a little while.
Honey, what's been troubling you? We haven't, you know, in a long time, and...
I just haven't been in the mood. I don't know what.
Are those pirates getting to you, darling?
I suppose. Down in the feces dumps. Sorry.
Honey, let me scratch your back. Back is so rough.
It's feces all over my back.
Honey, could we, you know, make FCC whoopee? We'll go into frequencies no one's ever been on.
I like the way you talk, babe. Frequencies. What do you know about frequencies? Do you know what Mars frequencies are? Do you know what maritime frequencies are? Do you know?
Take your pants off right now. Come on. Take them off. Oh, I see it tonight. Let me get my tweezers. I got it. Let's do it right here. Right here on the direction finder.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't. I just can't do it.
Oh, Henry. It's been 3 years. I'm going crazy.
They were running 1,000 watts tonight, those bastards. I know it. They had a kilowatt on it. It was 20 dB over 9 on the meter.
Wait, did you take the Dodge?
Yeah.
You told me that has 2 direction finders. Where are they?
I don't know, honey. I'm sorry. I just can't get my thing vertical tonight. It's just the old horizontal polarization.
Our marriage is on the rocks, Henry. I want a divorce.
Don't talk like that, honey. This is the biggest case. I'll get $2,000 if I bust these bastards.
Can we keep all the fine money?
Yeah, we can keep all the fine money. We can go down to the Bahamas and gamble with it. Gamble with $20. You told me you wouldn't play blackjack.
I wouldn't play blackjack. I just want to watch.
All right, Bates. I'm going in the car and I'm going to find him.
Henry, no! Henry! If you go in that damn car, I'm breaking up with you. End of our marriage.
I'm going to find him, babe. You'll be back when I get there. I'm gonna find him. Come on, pirates, keep on talking.
Oh. Who is it?
It's me, Gilbert Spinovich.
Who?
Gilbert Spanovich, from The Voice of Communism.
Oh. Get away!
I'm coming in.
What do you want?
I want to make passionate love to you. I'm sick of Mary Marie Carr's hairy legs. Do you have hairy legs and a mustache too?
Of course I don't. Oh! Get away! Oh, Gilbert. Gilbert?
Yes. This is called the Funky Dance of New York City. I learned it at Studio 23.
Studio 54, you putz. Speaking of putz. Oh, I like the way you dance.
We made passionate love all night long. It was the best time I'd ever had. I was off the air and off duty.
I'm gonna get you. Oh, signal's coming up.
They must be right around here.
See, they went off the air.
They went off the air. They...
This is the feeling of making love to a communist. Do you feel the feeling of communism?
I wrote "See Back to Communism," you know.
Who was that?
I don't know. Does it feel good?
It sure does. Well, it's my phone. Hold on a minute. Hello?
Honey, I can't find him. I can't find him. They went off the air when I was two blocks away. Honey, what's that sound over there?
What sound?
I don't know. What is that echoey sound?
What are you talking about? Oh!
Who is that over there? What's happening?
It's Gerbert Shenevich from the Voice of Communism.
You slimy two-timing bastard. It's you. I'm gonna find you.
I'm right here at your home address in your bedroom. Do you need these red panties that you use, or can I wear them?
You can't do this! You can't do this!
The man from Defici was never heard from again. That's the way the ball bounces. I'm Gerbert Shenevich.
And I'm Miriam Rukov.
And I'm Natasha Brockovich.
And this was the 49th edition of The Voice of Communism.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.